definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Hey, good Tuesday morning, everybody, and welcome into the End of the Bench here on 100.7 The Score, 100.7thescore.com. It's a gorgeous day in Lubbock, Texas, as we get ready for March Madness and baseball. And we got some tickets to give away, as a matter of fact, for the game tonight. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. Texas Tech and Abilene Christian, 6:30, Rip Griffin Park. These are not GAs. They are assigned seats.
Ooh, fancy.
Fancy. Good morning.
Morning. We went to the game.
David Collier.
What game did we go to? We went to a midweek game last week where it was toasty for the beginning of it. I felt like I was going to melt, and then the wind shifted a little bit and made it a little chilly. It was good to be out there. We did sit in GA, and I was totally fine with that.
The extended forecast for March, the last week of March is going to be much colder than the first week of March.
Nothing surprises me anymore, yeah. Especially here. As long as we can work it out where you can get in as many home weekend series and it's not unbearable, like that first weekend here, was it the Texas weekend? Yeah, that was at least the first 2 days.
Oh, yeah. And then Waco was miserable.
Yep.
I think we're going to have a little late winter, and it's supposed to be really rainy, too.
Yeah, it's supposed to rain tomorrow, if I was paying attention to Ron yesterday, or at least his graphic.
Yeah, you don't have to listen to him. Just look at the graphic.
Yeah, just look at the graphic. That's what I told them. I was like, I don't listen to you, Ron. I just look
at
the
graphics. How do you guys do the St. Paddy's Day with green screen?
I don't know. It was, I'll be honest.
You didn't have to work.
I didn't have to work, so I didn't watch.
The hair is feathered and lethal today. It's looking terrific.
Oh, thank you.
With the powder going on, I'm sure.
Yep, the big sexy powder, or sexy big powder. I don't know what it's called. yeah. I need a haircut. Not a perm, but a cut. Definitely needs to be cut. We'll get that done.
You and Brooks.
Yep.
Simultaneous perms.
No, there's...
Dare ya.
His hair was a lot longer. He was initially going to get it cut some. I was like, dude, if you're going to get a perm, just get that thing... We'll figure out the cutting part afterwards. You might not even need a cut. I think it looks pretty good, though. Not going to lie. Not as good as the bullfighter meme, but goals, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's Friday. Stop working. Start drinking. I'm currently in the moving target for the NCAA plane.
Mm-hmm.
These are always interesting. Sometimes they go off without a hitch, and you can fly to Boston, and you're there, and it's no big deal. Other times, challenge. This one has been leave after 3, leave at 11:50, now be at the Womble at 11:50. So we're dancing around with the departure time. So I just feel like I've been on a constant trip. We went Morgantown, Stillwater, Kansas City, Pittsburgh. And so my deodorant exploded. Have you ever had that happen to you?
No.
What do you use?
I use a stick, though. Yeah.
You use a stick?
Yeah, I don't do the spray.
Man, I love the spray, dude.
I do like the cold sensation.
Ah.
Yeah, refreshing.
Yeah.
No matter what, yeah.
No odor, so no like mountain breeze or river water or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just deodorant.
Yeah. No, I like it, but
I think it's
grew up on the stick, so.
Arid, I think.
Arid extra dry.
Arid extra dry, remember that the jingle? But yeah, I open up the bag, the College World Series bag on the last one, and explode it. So when I have white streaks all over my black clothes, that's what's happened. The thing just went kaboom. It's never happened to me before.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. You can go the other way with the other one, though. I mean, it could melt, I guess, technically.
I've had a can of Dr. Pepper explode this year. Well, that was last year.
Like in your bag?
In the car. From the heat?
Yeah.
And now I had the yellow can of deodorant go boom.
It's like a, is it a metaphor for you? You're very combustible at times, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
You're like a hot Dr. Pepper on a July day in Lubbock,
Look at
Texas.
You. See, you touch the phone and then you touch the hair.
I got to get it all spread out. Yeah. As long as I don't touch the mic, that's the goal of the day, to not touch the microphone.
What's up, Lucas?
How's it going?
How many bets have you made on March Madness?
Zero.
What?
I'm staying away from that.
What?
No.
What?
No.
Huh?
Uh-huh. We'll see. Thursday morning, he's like, you know what? We're going to play this first morning set of games, and if things go well.
Signature Stag, your one-stop man shop for legendary game day gear.
Ready to do this?
Yes, I am.
All right. 2, 3, 4.
Bah, 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 basketball brought to you by Signature Stag in the Tuesday morning.
Bah, 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 basketball, give me the ball because I'm gonna dunk it. Bah, 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 basketball, give me the ball because I'm gonna dunk it.
Got my bracket right here, given to me by Schwa Woodman.
Yeah, I need to work on that. I know I made the one yesterday.
I'm gonna fill it out on the plane. I'm going to have Duquesne winning it all, I think.
As you should.
You see Mac McClung
yes.
Released his bracket.
Yes, he did.
I think he had Duquesne going past Iowa State, which would mean a win over Illinois. Wait a minute. A win over BYU. A win over Illinois. Then a win over Iowa State. Jeez, what a rough.
We'll break down the path for Duquesne to the Final Four coming up in the
third just did.
Hour.
I mean, that gets you to the Elite Eight right there. And then you got UConn. Now you're in the Final Four.
Yeah. Their head's big. They won a title last year. They're coasting. There you go, Lucas. We've helped your gambling. When does that first Duquesne game? Just they got to be plus money, right? Then you play.
I would say so. Yeah. Absolutely.
So go Duquesne. Then if they're the early game, you just let it ride the rest of the day.
I'll let you know what my strategy is going to be coming up, and I think it's going to work. It's going to be awfully chalky. Okay.
For the most part, whenever I looked at mine, I didn't have many double-digit seeds going for.
Headlines next, then my bracket strategy that you definitely want to stay tuned for next.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
All right, you need to know tons here. We've got Liberty softball against Slayton at 5 on 93.1 Texas FM. At 5:30, first of four game number one. And then at 8, number 2, those are on the score. So the NCAA hoops tonight is on 100.7, the score. The Texas Tech-Abilene Christian game is on the air at 6 o'clock. Double T 97.3, 6:30 first pitch. And then Liberty Baseball with Slayton. I think that says Slayton. It's spelled incorrectly.
Yes, that says Slayton, yeah. It's like Darius Slayton.
93.1 Texas FM. So that's all going on tonight. Red Raiders depart for Pittsburgh coming up here. around the noon hour, we'll get in the air and get up to Pittsburgh. About a 2-hour, 40-minute flight is the way I've got that thing pegged. With the wind at our backs. And so excited about that. We're going to go over some lines here. We're going to do a little Viva Las Wages coming up in just a few moments as we pick our games. There's a very cool story about how one fan picked the greatest March Madness bracket ever built, and his son was with him for the ride, and his son said, "That's, you know, I just really enjoyed spending time with my dad instead of all the fame of having the best bracket of all time."
Yeah.
It was a really nice little story. That's on ESPN.com. Is that it? I had Red Raider Baseball last night with Tim Tadlock. Went through quite a bit of stuff. That first game is Wagner-Howard, by the way. The second game is Cornell. No, is it? Oh, them, no, that must be NIT. Oh, yeah. That's Big Red Bear.
Big Red Bear.
Album name.
Nope.
Weed Strain?
Nope. Andy Bernard.
No, yes. Yeah. Yep. Sorry, I got to watch the Michael Skarn finished product last night.
This is Michael's movie that we're all in. And there's all kinds of hoops tonight, dude. With the knit, the three letter.
Yeah.
Providence, Boston College, LSU, North Texas, Tarleton, Texas Southern.
Kansas State, who said they weren't going to play.
Iowa, K-State. I ain't playing no NIT. Mm-hmm. Minnesota, Butler. Richmond, Virginia Tech, UCF, South Florida, and the Cal Irvine.
Cal Irvine, they're the Anteaters.
That a boy. They're playing the two Utes.
Utah.
Movie?
My Cousin Vinny.
Oh, man. I'm going to quiz you all day long.
My Cousin Vinny.
I'm only here for 2 hours.
Yep.
All right. I don't want these lines, dadgummit.
Dang it.
I want the NCAA tournament lines. My whole thing with this going on is there's massive hype around some of these first round matchups. And massive amounts of people picking one way. I think maybe the most picked for an upset that we're seeing is James Madison against Wisconsin. James Madison is 31-3. We're seeing who else?
You see the Wisconsin kid over the weekend try to pull a Tracy McGrady. He got stuck in the lane, picked up his dribble, turned to the basket, threw it off the backboard, jumped, and just didn't jump high enough to get the dunk.
I didn't see that.
His teammate rebounded and got the hoop and the foul, but he tried. And the guy on the guy calling the game is like, "You've never seen that in Wisconsin basketball," which with the Bo Ryan era, definitely true.
Yeah, might not ever play again if you tried to pull that off. Anyway, we're seeing a lot of another darling is McNeese. I'm not picking anyone ever out of the Southland to advance in the NCAA tournament. I'm sorry.
Wow,
but even with Will Wade as the head coach, even with them being 30-3 on the year, there's no way I'm picking them to advance past Gonzaga. So what I'm saying is I'm going to be swimming against the upset stream here. Yale over Auburn. Joke. Sorry. Not happening. Auburn, I think, will roll Yale. So we're seeing all these upsets being picked, and for the most part, I'm going to find other upsets that I think are more logical.
If Purdue gets upset by Montana State, is that who they would play? Or is that a game that, yeah, they play Montana State? If they get upset by Montana State, can like they never be a number one seed ever again in the history of the school?
Yeah, I think there needs to be a rule put in.
Like, you have to earn being a one seed again if you lose to a 16. You should not be allowed to be a one seed. Prior history has to be taken into account here. I mean, I'm just saying if they lose two in a row. One, you know.
Bing is not delivering for me.
Uh-oh. What you need?
Lines.
Lines.
Not cocaine.
I pull up my ESPN. I was looking at, what's his name? Jay Billis.
Kyle Boone writing for CBS. Is that bad of me? Because my son wants to track my every move. And so, like, I can make my way towards the front bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going, Dad? Where are you going, Dad? Is it bad that I say I'm going to see my cocaine dealer?
Maybe.
Think so?
Yeah. Colorado State, Virginia is the other game today.
All right. Give me some Elvis there, please, Lucas. We're going to do some wages. Bright Light City. All right, San Diego State's a 6-point favorite over UAB. Auburn, 11.5-point favorite over Yale. BYU, 8.5 over Duquesne. I'm not going to give you all these, but the pertinent ones. Iowa State, minus 15.5 over South Dakota State. Screw the Jackrabbits. absolutely hate them. Except for Tyler Merriam, who's their voice, and he's a really good guy. Baylor, a 14-point favorite over Colgate.
You know Nathan Geese, the writer for the AJ?
Yeah.
He was a manager for South Dakota State.
No kidding.
The basketball team, yeah.
Well, we probably crossed
paths. Crossed paths, didn't even know it, yeah.
Houston, 22.5 over the Lancers of Longwood. Texas Tech at minus 5 over NC State, although I think I dropped that. That's got dropped to 4.5. Kansas minus 7.5 over Samford. Who would ever thought that? A four-seeded Kansas team, just a 7.5-point favorite over Samford, a 13 seed that no one's ever really heard of. TCU, a 3-point favorite over Utah State. So let me give you some of these. We're going to get the big upsets here. All right. So I can tell you why you're crazy. So, yeah, again, people are picking Yale. 11.5-point dog.
I've seen Charleston over Alabama as well.
All right, so that's Alabama minus 9. Why is this stupid James Madison? Oh, there it is. Wisconsin minus 4. Okay, so that one, entertain. Entertain that one if you want to take the Dukes.
You got to get a little action before that. That's a 8:40 tip on Friday.
Lucas, in the break, I'm going to send you the song that they play, warming up for basketball games, and it got so popular from their pep band. James Madison has the largest marching band in the country.
Really?
Numbers wise,
did not know that.
And when we went out there, we played 3 games in like a little mini MTE with other mid majors. Actually, we were really successful. We won all 3 games. It was a great trip. They have this song that is really, really fun, and so it got so popular that the big football marching band started playing it as well. So they'll be wearing purple coming up here at James Madison when they play Wisconsin. And I'll be rooting for them. I think it's going to be more chalky than you think. So everybody's going to get upset.
playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Lucas, could you get the portal potty ready here in just a moment? This is the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 100.7thescore.com. A Hacks Collier and Lucas edition of this program. We'll take you up until noon o'clock, where we'll hand you off to the bottom line. I'll be traveling with Texas Tech basketball today up to Pittsburgh with a plane loaded with all kinds of Red Raiders from the Spirit Squad's band. This is where we get big to get people moved around from place to place, and we'll have some time to settle in and get a little Primanti Brothers. You ever had that? We talked about that?
Nope.
Yet? No?
No, my trips to Pittsburgh have included flying into the airport, seeing Franco Harris statue, getting in a rental car, and driving to Morgantown.
I remember those tweets. Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah, I've kind of done the same thing. It's just been passing through to get to Morgantown. But should be a good trip. I was very happy that it was Pittsburgh because I do want to spend some time there. But the Primanti Brothers sandwich is world famous. It's
I'm gonna have to look it up now.
Large toast, slaw, fries.
Oh,
meat.
Yeah, I think I've seen this before. Oh my goodness, yeah. What are you doing that at 9:45 in the morning for? Like, seriously. I've probably seen this on like Man vs. Food or
you have
Guy Fieri's.
Yeah, one of those two.
Oh my goodness!
The slaw is kind of an Italian slaw, so don't think like coleslaw, like with seafood.
Yeah,
it's
I'm not a coleslaw guy anyway.
Well, you might be if you had this.
I like sauerkraut more than I like coleslaw.
Well, this is more like sauerkraut.
Okay. Yeah, I like sauerkraut.
I do too. I don't eat it often, but given the option.
Yeah. If there's the option, which the only time of the year we eat it is New Year's or whatever, but if there's an option, I'll eat it.
Yeah. I like me some sauerkraut. All right. Flush it. 290 basketball players into the transfer portal yesterday.
Oh, and I liked a tweet this morning. Let me pull this bad boy up. And this was from 2 hours ago from Jeff Borzello.
Pepperdine, Belmont.
The portal has officially been open for one day, and there are already nearly 450 in there. This is from 2 hours ago.
So it just continued overnight.
Yeah, overnight. This morning, everybody else decided to hop in and double it up for you there.
Gosh. Miami. If you just hit refresh, it's something new every refresh with the portal potty.
I don't understand why today was or yesterday was the day. It made no sense.
Well, why would you want to conflict with your biggest and best product? And I guess
the only thing is, like I said, maybe spring break for some schools starts a new semester. So after spring break, I don't know, you know, because some people are on different quarter system, trimesters, all that jazz. I think Pac-12 schools aren't on semesters.
Hmm.
So maybe after spring break, a new semester starts or whatever they call it. And I don't know. I've always been a semester kid. I don't know how they work that stuff out on the West Coast or in the A-10, you know, one of the best basketball conferences in America. Go Dukes. Duquesne national champs.
Duquesne. It's hard to trust the numbers on this because you see so many different things. Like I saw numbers this morning that said out of the however many they basically said that around 70% of those that enter the transfer portal for Division I basketball will not be offered another Division I basketball scholarship. And I've seen completely conflicting numbers.
Yeah.
So I don't know which numbers to trust when it comes to that. But the numbers you can trust are the ones that track this thing, like you just said, that we're all the way up to 400 in a day and a half of the thing being open. You can trust those numbers. But I don't know, like I saw one this morning, it's 72% of those that enter the transfer portal, you know, won't get another Division I offer.
Which I get, I would imagine a good chunk of those people are leaving because they don't think they're getting any playing time where they're currently at, right? And a good chunk of those people that aren't getting playing time where they're currently at probably aren't good enough to get playing time somewhere else. And that's not being mean. That's just the reality of it. They were, the coaches missed on that or whatever. It's just not. So I could see the number being pretty high. I would wonder why the portal.
Can you imagine being one of these coaches that one of your main things, because you know they have these guys, one of your main duties is to be plugged in enough to know how many guys that we're going to lose. We being just a,
yeah,
just fill in the blank.
Yeah.
Colgate. Or we know we're going to lose seven guys, two to graduation, five to transfer portal. And now we got to go through 400 names, fight with other schools, outbid other schools.
That's why schools have GMs now. And 17 guys in polos dressed like the head coach and the coaching staff sitting behind the bench. I wonder if there's a guy sitting behind that bench that's usually charting something is that this week is sitting there checking the portal constantly.
Oh, AJ from Tulane just entered. I know his AAU coach, and I really think it comes down to that. It's the relationships.
Oh, 100%.
That's why Kellen Buffington is here.
Yep.
He's not a coach. He's not doing any coaching.
No.
Which is, it's not under his title. It's not something that he does.
He's a rah-rah guy. And then he's...
Yeah, he's a cheerleader.
GM. Yeah.
And then he knows everybody in AAU basketball across the state of Texas.
Yeah.
And has those relationships. And can make a phone call to Coach Smith over in Houston and say, hey, we're interested in your player. That's how all this works. And then now let's talk checkbook.
I just don't see how 70-whatever is the right number. I can see it being higher than you would imagine, but if it didn't work, why would so many people go in the portal? It's the same thing as why do so many college basketball players, at least in years past, forego their senior year to enter the draft when there's only two rounds or whatever, but I don't buy the 70% don't get another scholarship. Otherwise, why are so many kids doing it?
All right, we got some good stuff here on the chat line that's making me laugh. You need green sunglasses. That's from Bullfighter, and that's from the thing that he put together that's still making us laugh and breaks.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bullfighter. So good. Hacks, they just don't make things the way they used to. It's a shame. That's from Craig. Are you all packed, Hacks? Yes, for once, I'm all packed. Although I do need to check something, see if I left something. Go Samford. Yes, agreed. Beat those Blue Duckies. Cocaine dealer, horse name. I like it. Have to petition it towards choice, though. What about the 7-10 in the West, Dayton and Nevada? Don't know much about either team. Who you got? I'm taking Nevada. Motel Meth, horse name. Hey, have you stayed at the Motel Meth? We'll leave the Bunsen burner on for you. Hacks, as much as you travel, how do you not have Hilton Honors or the Marriott version where your work trips accumulate hotel points for you to get free rooms for your personal use? Because I get booked through the school.
Yeah.
And it never comes down to my name like that. I know our old director of ops at ORU, he would book every single trip on his credit card.
Yeah, that's...
At Marriott's.
So he was good to go.
He and his entire family would go to Hawaii every summer.
Yeah, that's kind of how it works in our place. We have to fight for a flight somewhere, but it might go on one credit card.
Yep. He was a Hawaii going fool, man. Still is, probably. Big up for Big Upshaw over there in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Eight of integrity. 75% done by 10:45. We will have my final four, final two, and champion. Let's just say I'm banking on Texas Tech health.
Uh-oh.
Because if we don't have health, my bracket, you might as well just, I don't know, since it might not be a big deal since we're doing it with a bunch of Texas Tech people here as far as the, you know, maybe they got them going far too. So I got them going a long ways, but I'll tell you exactly how far at 10:45.
Yeah, I typically go well. I typically go against the people that we're playing against because I have a feeling optimism abounds for the Red Raiders, right? You can't help it. So I go the other route. And if it hits, you know, bonus for me. If it doesn't, good for me as well.
I'm kind of missing Barker. Can we spin it again real quick?
Oh, my goodness. Would you look at this? What an enormous spin. I hope he doesn't have to spin again, but he does. Spin it again. Spin it again. Spin it again. I hope he doesn't have to spin again, but he does. Spin it again.
Here's the question. Once we get to the fall, are we going to let Choice pick?
No.
Boy, you're a rigid son of a gun. Why?
Because you got to let Collier pick.
No, I mean, we... Collier's going to pick. I mean, do we?
No, well, Choice won't do any of the punishments because he just doesn't do any of them.
I was about to say, yeah. Well, how is that different than any time when he was actually in here for the show?
He's still got to drive to post.
Yes. Yes, he does. And I still want to throw eggs at him just to get my personal revenge.
We got to just ambush him one day.
I agree. Yes.
Now that we're split shows.
So if it's quiet, you'd have to do it beforehand when everybody's coming in. So if for whatever reason you just...
We need a lookout.
Music on a loop, and if we're a little late, you know why.
You're out there winging eggs.
Yeah.
You could call in on your phone, put that line... Well, yeah. I have to then run in here with a seven-second delay Zoom. And hit the button.
Zoom. We could... Say, all right, Zoom, take the phone out. Hey, Woodman.
He's not going to curse at us anyway, so we should be good. I like that idea. There's no chance at all that he's listening right now.
Yeah, he's Lazy River right now, I think. Lazy River time. He's busy giving Janine orders.
Bathtub and brackets. Working on the bracket about... He told us about his closest to Lubbock bracket. What other random bracket could he be doing right now? You got to get to that ridiculous Westminster dog show.
Oh, yeah.
Playing on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. My gosh.
All right, so here we go. One year I took my dog to the Westminster dog show. I stayed at the Hotel Penn right across from Madison Square Garden. When I checked into the room, the chalk lines for a body were still visible and the bedspread was missing. Unfortunately, I was stuck there. Okay. That may be one of the more interesting texts we've ever had into the Ace Flooring Center chat line.
Did they follow up in any way, shape, or form? Not go down to the front desk and go, hey, I know there's a lot of people here in town for this dog show. Is there possibly another room? What happened in my room? Or you just didn't want to know? think I would follow. There would be some questions.
There would be a follow-up.
Yeah. I mean, I should have done the same thing with the crickets, but they had signs everywhere saying, hey, we have an infestation of crickets. I didn't realize they meant in the bed. Crickets don't sound so bad right now, though, does it, guys? Would you sleep on a bed that had chalk outline on it?
Which one would you rather have, chalk outlines or crickets?
Crickets. I would rather have the crickets. I slept through them anyway.
I think I would go with a chalk outline.
Just knowing somebody that died right there.
I mean, I'd
crickets. If you're cricket free?
Crickets are all over your body while you're sleeping. I can't do the...
If you're asleep, you don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, I would know.
Dude, there's something that's really bothering me about that.
It was gross. Don't get me wrong. I've been driving. It was late at night. That was the hotel that was booked for me.
Well, the great cricket apocalypse happened in Stillwater when Texas Tech was playing. Yeah. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
98-ish?
Couldn't really do anything about it. That's where I was, so.
Have you heard the stories from that game? Mm-hmm. About basically they were playing and landing and on crickets. I mean, I was there. I mean,
I've seen the video.
It was an infestation. It. Did you ever hear about that, Lucas?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've mentioned something along those lines when I went to Abilene for a high school playoff game one time and I went to the hotel. You know, it was a brand new hotel and I was like, I looked up at it and I was walking in and I was like, why is this hotel black? I mean, the entire side of the hotel was black. And I'm walking and all of a sudden it's like crunch, crunch, crunch. And I look down, it's like, it's some bugs, but the bugs had covered the entire side of this hotel. You couldn't see anything. It looked like somebody had painted it black when you'd walked up to it. It was fine in the hotel. There was no problem in the hotel, but you were walking on them and it was crunching. Oh my goodness. Ugh. But the room was fine. That a lot night, better than Austin.
That night in Stillwater was awful. Like, how in the world? And they had reasons for it. You know, it was unseasonably whatever, and then this, you know, the created the perfect storm for all of it, and oh boy. Do you guys have roof access? You could pelt him with poultry from above. He'd never see it coming. I don't think we have roof access, Bobby Hot Dogs. and if we did, we might get taken out.
Yeah.
Because Motel Meth is right there next
Couldn't
door.
Could get on top of the roof of that, maybe.
We'll leave the burner on for you.
Go up to the second or third floor and just throw from there.
Y'all bringing back the tiny wheel. I bet Jamie would love to have Collier as his ball boy.
I think that was on there. At least it was suggested.
It was on there. Yeah.
With the tennis?
Yeah, tennis, yeah. And just do
the Kramer.
The Kramer and run back and forth.
Well, we got to bring back the tiny wheel because I got to dress up like a bumblebee.
That's true.
Go on campus.
Yep. So. Blind melon. Yep.
I had a little Krusty the Clown, maybe. yeah, the tiny wheel will be coming back, yes. Which is why I wanted to play that little sounder there. Hacks, I heard the coach's show last night. I can't decide if Tadlock sounds like George W. Bush or Bush sounds like Tadlock. Close.
Yeah, it's close. I don't know. I think they're similar, but I think it's because Tadlock kind of looks like him, too.
Mm.
I think that's the... I don't think they necessarily sound really close, but when you're looking at Tadlock talking and he's kind of like got that trying to think of what he wants to say without telling you anything face that he has from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
See if I can work my way around this and they won't ask a follow-up because I'm not going to answer it, that thing, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's just the looks that he makes. He kind of looks like that puppet. Oh, man, I can't remember the bald puppet. You know who I'm talking about? The guy that has...
Jeff Dunham.
Jeff Dunham's bald... Yeah. Walter, is that his name?
Walter, I think.
He kind of has the Walter face whenever he's answering.
Yeah, if you put a toupee on Walter and maybe a ball cap. A
tech baseball
cap. Oh, and put a tech cap on him, he'd look just like him. Squinty eyes from the sun.
Haxton said that, not Collier.
Hey, look, you brought it up first. You share some blame.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Get them in on the Yates Flooring Center Challenge at 107thescore.com and the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Jeff in for Jeff, sitting alongside David and Lucas across the way, sliding slides, pushing buttons for us. And the very first question off the Yates Flooring Center chat line, I'm going to really disappoint him in a second, and I hate to do this, because that is an excellent picture of Walter Tadlock.
By the way.
Like, that is an excellent picture.
I am appalled earlier in the show. I don't know if you were listening. Lucas made the comparison of Tim Tadlock to Walter, and it's just it's got its own.
It should have its own Twitter feed now. Like, that's a fantastic picture.
Well, what I suggested after Lucas made the comparison of the two, all Lucas is doing, it was just him that made this comparison. I thought of putting the baseball hat and the uniform on Walter just to step it up a notch. I love Bullfighter's picture.
It is fantastic. And
it fits.
I mean, I don't know what Tadlock's hair looks like.
Oh, Tadlock has good short. It's short hair, but he has good hair.
So he's not quite the bald that Walter is, but...
No, there's no bald, just for the record. I've gotten a haircut at the same time as Tadlock.
I'm saying Walter.
But he has all the hair on the top of his head. You can't see it because of the hat. But.
Right. Yeah. And it would be weird to see Tim Tadlock without a cap on.
It is strange, yes.
Like, almost as weird as me. But, you know, there's a lot of people, because I'm on TV right now, without a hat on. This question of the Yates Flooring Center chat line from Bullfighter, and again, I'm going to disappoint him here. What's the best flavor of ice cream, and why is it cookies and cream? Yeah. It is not cookies and cream.
Nope.
Now, I'm not saying cookies and cream is bad. There are very, very, very few bad flavors of ice cream. If you were to offer me a bowl of almost any ice cream out there, I'm going to say thank you and enjoy eating the ice cream.
Yeah. Most of them.
My favorite is good old-fashioned chocolate chip ice cream. I know. I get it.
I don't like chocolate chip.
You don't have to. That's because it's my favorite.
Yeah.
I would put Rocky Road as second on this list. Chocolate chip cookie dough is fine, but when I have chocolate chip cookie dough, I want chocolate chip ice cream more. Because, again, chocolate chip ice cream is my favorite. And it's also the harder one of the three to find between chocolate chip, mint chocolate chip, and chocolate chip cookie dough.
You guys are trying. You're just putting too much junk in your ice cream. I say that as somebody that likes butter pecan ice cream.
Oh, butter pecan is a very good ice cream.
So there's got to be some pecans in there. But I get it as a shake a lot of the time as well. And then when you're done at the end, there's a bunch of pecans in the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
You can just drink the pecans. That's the way to go for me.
Lucas, best ice cream.
Personally, I would have to go with the chocolate chip cookie dough.
And there's nothing wrong with
it. Yeah, I like the cookie dough, just kind of finding it.
Listen, whenever I'm making cookies, they don't all make it to the oven. I got no issue with that.
Agreed.
I have this half a batch that can't. What am I going to do with this half a batch of cookie dough? I don't know. We're just going to figure it out. Like, totally get it. But I'll also say this. Don't ever try to make cookies with the cookie dough out of cookie dough ice cream.
You've tried to do that?
Don't do that. Those were not good. Those were not good at all.
Deconstructing cookie dough ice cream just to get the cookie dough out of it.
Well, and we made it was kind of an experiment.
We need to take you out a little more, Jeff. You're breaking down.
This was back growing up when cookie dough ice cream first came out.
Okay.
Like, this was way, way back in the day. This was not a new experience. But I'm just telling you, you don't have to.
You heat up the ice.
It's not quite that bad. Let's see here. Jeff Dunham is the candy corn of comedians. Ouch. That's a lot of pain there. I feel like someone needs to show me on the bear where the ventriloquist touched you.
Yeah.
Because that hurts, man.
I mean, obviously it was a long time ago, but I found him humorous.
Oh,
I
sure.
Mean, again, that was 25 plus years ago, but
I will say his new current wife, and I say current because he's been divorced once. Yeah, she's cute with the two twins. She's cute. Or at least she was, you know, again, 10, 11 years ago. I also like Peanut. I associate a lot with Peanut. Maybe that's the problem. Bluebell cookie, two-step cookie dough, and cookies and cream combo is phenomenal. I would absolutely enjoy some of that right now. Like, again, you've got to try to mess up ice cream. Like, that's got to be your goal. Even pistachio ice cream has really good flavor to it.
Didn't they have Bluebell have one that had a oatmeal cream pie in it? I think I ate some. That was unique. I still ate it. I think we ate the whole
thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that I would want a second bowl.
Yeah, but no.
Again, you got to kind of try to mess it up. Vanilla is the best ice cream from Juan.
I agree with you, Juan. And there's a promo from one Colin Cowherd that runs on the other station.
Mm-hmm.
Making a good point about that. You know, everybody makes fun of it, you being generic, but it's the number one selling ice cream. So, there's nothing wrong with vanilla.
See, I prefer chocolate to vanilla if I'm going just a solid flavor.
I prefer strawberry over chocolate.
I do like strawberry ice cream. Although, strawberry for me really goes more with the... It's got to have real strawberries in it.
No.
Like, yeah. I just don't want the... Like, I'm really looking for strawberries at that point, as opposed to just the ice cream itself. Benchwarmer's favorite vehicle growing up. As in, what was your car poster? Did you have any car posters growing up?
I had a Lamborghini poster.
Countach?
I don't remember. My dad got it for me. I just remember I told him I wanted a car, and he got me a poster of a car.
The first one I had on the wall was the Countach. It was replaced by the Dodge Viper RT10, which was the first Viper that came out with the T-tops on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, huge, huge fan of that car.
I wasn't that big of a car guy back in the day. I liked the truck from Back to the Future.
Oh, the Toyota, whatever, 4x4? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a solid. But it had to have the yellow caps on the lights.
Yes.
If it doesn't have the yellow caps on the lights, it feels like you're... Like, I don't want to see those lights. I just want to see the yellow caps.
Yeah.
You can remove the lens even. It would probably be better. Yeah. Lucas, car poster growing up?
I never really had a car poster, but I was always fascinated. And I still am. I like Ford Mustangs. Those are just kind of
okay.
I know they're nothing flashy or fancy. I like Ford Mustangs.
I loved my Mustang.
Yeah.
I loved every second driving that car. It hurt a lot when the motor blew. Like it did. That hurt. Me and the car.
You weren't.
No, I was not. No. It had an oil leak problem for a while, and it was oil leaking during COVID. So trying to get it replaced on at that point, a 17-year-old car was not going to be an easy feat to begin with. And then all the problems with it, it then exploded and there was nothing else I could do. It sucked a lot. Mint chocolate chip or Rocky Road. Those are two of my favorites. I still like regular chocolate chip more, but Rocky Road and mint chocolate chip, solid. Very big. Messed up like baking from Bullfighter off the 8th Flooring Center chat line. Yeah, a little bit. Someone saying that they like the closed version of Tadlock, the Walter Tadlock, as opposed to the open mouth version. I think I would agree with that as I look at both of these two pictures off the 8th Flooring Center chat line, that the straight arms folded looks better with Walter in his closed mouth as opposed to him being upset.
Bullfighter, you need to give him a little more forehead, though. My goodness. He's all eyes and nose in that picture.
He also kind of needs some sunglasses.
Yeah.
Like the dark sunglasses that he wears all the time at every baseball game. I don't know that he doesn't wear them when it's dark outside. I think he still wears them. Like, that's
I
the
really
look.
I noticed it more this year wearing those transition lens things. That's what it looks like anyway.
When you guys think of the NCAA tournament, what team jumps to mind?
Houston. Just in general? Well, for me, obviously, it would be the school I went to.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Knocked off Jason Terry back in the day when I was in college. Then I got to watch Eduardo Nájera be sent to the locker room because of Mateen Cleaves' head when I went to my first Sweet 16 in St. Louis at the Edward Jones Dome. So that's what I think of.
See, it's comments like that that I get a little upset with Collier. Because he can say things like, my first Sweet 16. I'm still trying to go to my first Texas Tech road game.
Well, that was as a student, though.
I'm still trying to go to my first Texas Tech road game. Not even tournament game, just scheduled road game.
I did enjoy the year, we talked about it earlier, thanks to your On This Day, when I think it was that year when they beat Gonzaga. I hope this one's right. But Tanner Ogden, who was on the bench,
mm-hmm.
turned around and looked at me whenever they were going to the Sweet 16. He looked at me like, we're going to the Sweet 16. And fantastic. I turned around like, turn around, you're going to get in trouble.
That'll do it for us. The guys with the bottom line are on the way next. For Jeff Axton, for David Collier, for Lucas White, I've been Jeff McGuire. Filling in for Jeff Axton, who's on the road with the Red Raider basketball team as we speak. See you on the bench on 100.7. The Score.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.